You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up, y'all? How y'all been? It's been a while, I know. I'm sorry. I've been busy with my campaign and stuff. It's been a real busy time. Let me tell you. Man, I got a lot going on, but this ain't about me. Right now, this is about what Trump and Joe Biden are doing. On one hand, you have Trump talking about he doesn't want wounded warriors in the parade. He doesn't want wounded warriors on display because they're suckers and losers. What? You'll never, ever have that for me. Ever. Never, ever as your president. Ever. And actually, I'm pretty upset that he said that. I feel pretty disgusted. Like, that's disgusting behavior. Like, you don't do that, man. Come on, man. Really? Whew. Man. Wow. I'm just... Woo. Yeah. So anyways, on the other hand, you have Joe Biden. But what's Joe Biden doing? Oh, he's pledging Muslim support. He's reaching out to Muslim Americans. And, I mean, like, that's not necessarily bad, I guess. You know what I mean? But think about how many Muslims came over here illegally in the last few or 4 years or 8 years or 16 years, 14 years. Like, how many has it been? 12 years? How long have they been coming over illegally, right? And I get it. I mean, like, you're Muslim. You're American, right? You did it the legal way. Yeah, I support you. But, I mean, I'm not just going to go out on a limb and be like, you know what? Muhammad. No, you're in America. You're in America, bruh. Like, I understand, like, we have freedom of religion here. But you're going to have to understand that God built this country. This is God's country. This is our God's country. I mean, this is our God's world, but the quote-unquote prophet Muhammad, what has come true? What prophecies have been fulfilled? I'm just gonna say it. Why are so many Muslims converting to Christianity? I mean, that's a serious question. That's a for real question. Because as far as I understand, our Bible that we believe in, the prophecies have come true. It's been shown to be real. You understand what I'm getting at here? This is real deal stuff. This is not just, oh, we think we're right. Oh, it's written in the Bible, so it must be true. No, it's true. They found pieces of Noah's Ark. I mean, like, I'm not gonna get into all this, right? Right? Like, the Bible is real, it's true. You know what else about the Bible that's true and real is? Is that they found giants, bones of giants everywhere, and it's all been covered up. It's that chapter of the Bible has been torn out. You should go on YouTube and check it out. There's videos, it's called the Book of Enoch. There's videos where people read from the Book of Enoch. You should go and check it out. Do the research yourself. You'll see. I mean, think about it. All of this, like, okay, look. I'm not trying to have grandeur illusions of self-worth at all, right? But I'm gonna go ahead and put my ego out there and say that all this chaos going on, it's all to steer your attention away from my campaign, the COVID-19, which started out as the coronavirus, right? Like they realized that it wasn't scientific enough, so they had to give it a whole nother name. Like, this whole thing is a hoax. People in, Australia They're having to deal with the police showing up at their house if they say anything about COVID-19. Like, when did it become against the law to speak your mind? Seriously. Since when? You know what I'm saying? Since when did this become a law? Like, there's no way on earth you can tell people, hey, you can't say that about COVID-19. Like, it's obviously a hoax. It's obviously fake. People have caught on. People understand the stupidity that's going on behind this whole thing. You feel me? And they're tired of it. People are downright tired of this crap. They're tired of dealing with it. They're tired of hearing about it. They don't want to deal with it no more. It's stupid. Nobody cares, man. Like, get over it. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody's heard of the crap you're saying because it's not real. It's not true. You understand? Stay 6 feet away and wear a mask so you can... It's not to protect you. It's so you can protect everybody else. Oh, really? I'm afraid to even ask who else. Who are we protecting? Do tell. Because as far as I see it, we're not having to protect anybody. This is stupid. It's dumbfounded. You feel me? It's stupidity to the max. And everybody's tired of it. They're tired of dealing with it. They're tired of hearing about it. We don't care no more. We don't want to deal with that no more. We're not putting up with your ignorant bullcrap. You understand? We as a people are taking our nation back. No matter how upset you are about that. No matter how much you fear that. No matter how much you want to read into that. It's true. This is not your Satan's playground to come and do what you want. This is not your Prophet Muhammad's land. This is not Lucifer's playground. You understand? This is God's country. It's going to be God's country. It's always going to be God's country. And patriots will come out and defend it. But let's talk about the stupid red hats. The red MAGA hats. I've been saying since the beginning that these are red flags waved in the face of bull... everywhere, like, for real, people who wear it are out for trouble. They want that negative attention. They crave, these are the types of people that crave that negative attention. They're racist, and they don't believe that they're racist. That's the thing about it. They don't think that they're out for attention. They, you know what I mean? They don't think that they should have to care what others think, right? And I get that, right? But at the same time, you know, not everybody's going to be down for your cause, right? That you think is just, right? Not everybody's going to be down for your racist cause. Let me put that into perspective, you know? You know, I've grown up with, you know, several... other races in my life, right? Have I agreed with them all? No. Do I agree with the whole Black Lives Matter movement? Yes and no. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I do, but no, because it's been hijacked by people like George Soros. And they are donating to the DNC, which is the new name for the KKK. You feel me? They don't like you. They don't care about you. They don't want you around. Why do you think that they're trying to depopulate you and I? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that they want to give you a vaccine that will depopulate you? In other words, it will kill you. It will disfigure you. It will dismember you. Who knows, right? Who knows what this vaccination will do, right? I'm going to tell you one time. I took a vaccination, right? But I looked into what it was. I was lied to by the nurse by saying it's just salt and water. Okay. But then I look at it and it has like borax in it. That kills roaches. And then you see on a video, people are getting off the plane and they're being sprayed down like they're roaches. Excuse me? You're doing this to your own people while you're in a straight up hazmat suit while you're spraying this? Excuse me? What is this, communist China? Where is this happening at? It looked like in China. And as far as I understand, this whole Marxist movement was test driven in China. You understand? It's sick what they're doing to their own people. And they want to distribute this whole process of bullcrap that they're doing to people out into the world. You feel me? Are you picking up what I'm putting down here? I put it on the ground, it's right there. Pick it up. Pick it up. Just saying, it's right there. It's right there. Pick it up. Don't worry about the germs on it whenever you pick it up. Because it's in your mind. It's a process. They are going through a process of depopulation, total dictatorship control. There's a video that has been re-released. Somebody has a copy, and I've got a copy of this, by the way, but somebody has a copy of a 1999 interview with Donald Trump and Jay Leno. He went on Jay Leno talking about becoming president. Think about this. He's been talking about becoming president since like the 80s, right? And just now came out and did it in 2016. That's a long time. Back in 84, it was hinted at. Back in 1999, he was seriously gunning for it and said that he would run whenever he knew that he could win. Okay, so look at all the presidential terms that he's missed out on ever since then. No, he couldn't win with Obama. Like, I mean, think about this. Really think about this. So, he also said that he would, in the Oprah interview before that, he said he wouldn't run unless he needed to run. So, it went from needing to run till he knows he can win until he won, right? But you've got a question. You've got a question. Does that mean like he knew he couldn't win against Obama? Why? Why did he know back then that he couldn't win against Obama during his two presidential terms? Is it because he feared the African American votes would outweigh his? I mean, like, really? What? Or did he know that there was some kind of voter registration pandemic? You know what I'm saying? Like, did he know that voter fraud was going to happen? Like, what did he know? What's he not telling us? You understand? But as a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Mason, you've got to really question what he knows. And you've really got to question what he's doing in office. Why would he absolutely need to run? When I announced that I was going to be running as president, I don't think he realized that I wasn't old enough to run that term during 2016. But I am now. You understand? See, I almost feel like he was either duped or tricked or told, you know what I mean? Like pushed to be president in 2016 this term. And so with that in mind, you gotta kind of wonder, you know what I'm saying? Like, he felt he had to do it. Why did he feel he had to do it? Because they are scared of a normie like me running for office? Are they scared that somebody who is a patriot like me will be running for office? Was he scared that somebody who supports veterans to the core, completely 100% supports veterans, would be running for office? It really makes you think, doesn't it? I know it makes me think. It makes me wonder a lot. I mean, this guy has said so much and done so much. Not only has he done and said so much, but most of it has contradicted itself. On this Jay Leno interview, he said that he's proposing a tax of, I think it was like 14% tax raise on people in the tax bracket who make substantially more than you and I do. You understand? Now I'm talking to the average person who's not making like $100,000 a year. He said he was going to introduce this tax and it would fix all debt. It would fix all the debt. Yeah, I'm sure it would if you could enforce it. But he's, as Jay Leno said, oh, that's kind of dumb. It's pretty self-destructive there, you know, because people are just going to move their money overseas. You know, he was hinting at the fact that Trump has no idea what he's doing. He has no idea what he's talking about. And these last 4 years are a prime example. You want to talk about Trump derangement syndrome? Yeah, if you still support this man after all the stupidity that's come out of his mouth and after all the dumb things he's done and after all the destruction and order out of chaos bullcrap has been happening, yeah, you kind of do have Trump derangement syndrome. You're totally deranged anytime his name comes up in the negative sense. Even if it's positive. You're just like, oh yeah, Trump. Yeah, yeah. No, bruh. No. You know, it's finally come around to where I have familial support, right? They have fought me every step of the way. And I'm not trying to talk about myself here, but I want to put things into perspective for you. If somebody tells me from my it doesn't even matter who it is. They don't even have to be my family. They could be a random stranger on the bus, right? I'm sitting on the bus, right? And I start talking to somebody, hey, how are you doing? Or they start talking to me like, hey, what's up, man? Nothing much. And then we start getting deep, right? And they tell me that they want to write a book. And I agree with it, right? Like, I like the book. Yeah, write it. Even if I don't. I'm like, dude, do what you want. Do what you came here to do. Do you. If you think that it's going to positively affect the people, then yeah. Yeah. Do it. You know, I've been here through so many of my family's stupid ideas, and I've supported just about every single one of them. Even whenever I thought it was a dumb idea, I didn't agree with some of the things that they were doing. But I was like, you know what? I believe in you. Because, A, they're going to learn from it if it fails. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's entrepreneurship, right? Like, I want you to learn from your failures. As a mentor, I would like for you to go out and fail, right? Because you're going to learn from it, and eventually you will get it right. Or you're going to die trying. One or the other. But either way, you will learn important lessons on the way. And so, with that said, like, for family, how do you say? For family to not be behind their family members and to not support their mission in life and not support their goals and hopes and aspirations and dreams and whatnot, that's demeaning. That's demeaning. Like, let's say you have, like, here's how I put it. Let's say your family member wants to run for office, as I am, right? You back that person, right? Let's say they want to be principal of a school and you don't agree with how they raise the children that they don't have. Do you understand? Or how they would raise their children. I mean, you still be there for your family member. You still be there for the other person. And as a person, if you don't support someone, then what support for your hopes, aspirations, and dreams do you expect to get from the world? And that's the perspective I'm putting things into for you. I'm sorry, it's just, I'm trying to understand, like, how else to put this. If someone wants something out of life, let's say you got a teenager and they want a car, right? And that's your biggest fear, is for them to start driving, get a life of their own, and God knows what in the world, right? God knows what could happen to them, because vehicular homicide, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could turn out to be horrible, right? But you want that person to go out and learn on their own. And if you don't, shame on you. But what do you do as a parent? What, do you buy them a car? Do you help them earn a car? What do, you know? I mean, what, you just gonna lock them in a basement? How sick are you, bruh? How nasty of a person do you have to be to deny your kids' hopes and dreams? Like, let's say, okay, let's say you don't want them to do it at 16, but at 18, they now have a choice. They now have rights. Let's say they're emancipated. They also have rights. They have a choice now. They can go out and buy that car if they want to go out and earn it and buy it. You can't keep them locked up forever. So why not support them? Why not be there for your kids? Why not be there for your significant others? Why not be there for your family members? Why not be there for a complete stranger? Why not encourage them on their dreams? If somebody walks up to you and tells you their dreams, and you laugh in their face and tell them it's stupid, like, what are you really accomplishing there? Like, what are your goals as a person to do this to someone? You know, I watched this one video, and it talks about negative charged things, and they're satanic, Luciferian, whatever you want to call them, right? They're the polar opposite of what's good, right? They want to be bad, they want to defile things, and they allow something as small as a cross drawn on something to offend them. You want to know who's offended? These people. It's not you and I. We're not offended. Now, we are disgusted at some types of things. Like, maybe that type of person's behavior. So what does that type of person do? They're sacrificing kids, they're praising the devil, they're abusing kids, they're openly talking about it on social media. There are people like Planned Parenthood who sells livers of kids, openly admits in court to doing this. Like, this is really going on, folks. They're really, okay. You think that pro-choice abortion is it's medicine. It's saving these people. No, it's not. Have you been through an abortion? If not, you should probably shut your lid. Just shut your whole face up. Take your whole face and just shut it. It's always the people who have never been through it that have no idea what they're even promoting. They don't know what they're talking about. They've got no idea. But yet they stand up and they're the first to defend this whole satanic agenda. But they have never, ever experienced abortion. I'm telling you right now, as a person who has been through the process, but has not been through the abortion itself, now, the reason I'm telling you that is not to say, oh my God, he wasn't there when it happened. You know what? I wasn't there. But I saw how it affected the love of my life. I saw what it's done to my own life. And it's at this point, it's like, I dare you to defend it in my face. I dare you. I will say something. I will do something about it. You know, I've been through this situation before. That's what's got me into some of the crap that I've been in, right? But I've seen, personally, what it does to people. What it does to their love lives. What it does to their loved ones. It's not pretty. It's not cool. Stop promoting it. Like, I think we have unified to the point to where you're not getting away with it anymore. You, your whole stupid satanic agenda, all this crap. We're not putting up with it anymore. It's not cool to talk about. It's not cool to go through. I'm telling you from experience, it's not cool to go through. It's not. It's just not. And until you have, shut your whole face. Seriously, you have no right to come out and say anything about it unless you have been through it. Who is it? Mia Jovovich? I hope I'm saying your name right. I believe she said that she's been through it, and even she comes out against it. I mean, really think about this. It's not pretty. It's not cool. And I don't mean to go on and on about this, but this is very close to my heart. It's an issue that's very dear to my heart. Just like veterans, supporting veterans after the war, after the fact, after the aftermath, after the boot camp. I mean, anybody who's been through an abusive relationship, now I'm not saying that these are perfectly, you know, parallel, but you kind of have an idea of what these people have gone through just in boot camp. And then through the explosive situation of war, here's where the lines blur with that. When you come back from war and you want to hold that over people's head, yeah, you don't have my support, Jack. You're no better than anybody else here. It's just like saying, like, oh, I'm above the law. No, you're not. No, you're not. People who think they're above the law, they got another thing coming. Berkowitz, Murkowski, Begich, people like that. Pelosi, Donald Trump. See, it's not that Donald Trump says that he's above the law, it's that he implies it, saying that he can do whatever he wants. While yes, in a sense that's true, it's also very not true. You can't just do what you want, douse what thou will. You cannot. This country was not founded on those beliefs. You can say what you want, but if it's against the law, what you're doing, that, my friend, is a whole nother story. Like, okay, yes, while you're sitting as a president, you may not be convicted, but after the fact, you can be impeached. You can be impeached at any time. I want that to really sink in to those who are sitting up there in office and think that they are untouchable. You are not untouchable. Eventually, the law is going to catch up with you. Eventually, the truth will catch up to you. It catches up to everyone. And if you don't understand that, then I feel sorry for you, bud. I feel sorry for you, pal. Because eventually it will. The tables will always turn. They will always turn. For you or against you, doesn't matter. God has no pity. God has no empathy. And if you think that he does, then again, I feel sorry for you. If you don't repent, if you don't apologize, you understand? If you don't genuinely feel sorry for what you did, how do you expect for others, much less God, to have any kind of pity for you? Any kind of empathy for you, any kind of feelings for you. You don't know how many people who have gone through being executed that did horrendous things that nobody felt sorry for? It's ridiculous. You know what else is ridiculous? Is the fact that the people who come out and say things against their behaviors, especially in office, they're being crucified in the name of God because they come out and they proclaim the truth. They proclaim God. God is the truth. You understand? Like, okay, let me put this into perspective. Growing up Christian, I've always heard the name Jesus, right? And it's blasphemy. At best. But you know, like, when they say, you know what, Jesus Christ is the Savior. Yes, I understand. I understand that, but his name is Joshua. 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 That's his name. So, like, there's power in the name Jesus Christ. Like, I can understand that, but the name Yeshua is much more powerful. He's the truth. He's the way. He's the one who came and taught us. Is he God? No. He is not God. He is with God, but he is not God. And you can throw whatever Bible reference you want to at me. You're misinterpreting it if you think Jesus is God. Who did Jesus pray to? Who did this man, Yeshua, pray to? Who? He prayed to God, that's right. He prayed to God. He did not pray to himself. He prayed to his Father. His Heavenly Father, whose kingdom lies in our hearts. Whose kingdom lies in our bodily temples. Think about that. You are the kingdom of all that is God. The universe exists just within your eyes alone. The eyes are the windows to the soul. Like, boom, mind blown. Mind freaking blown. Really, really, really think about it until you understand the concept. You are God's child. And the more you deny the Creator, the more of the unforgivable sin you are committing. That is a sin that is unforgivable. Unforgivable. Think about that. You can't just go around committing the unforgivable sin and expect to be forgiven. You know, on your deathbed, you're going to have a change of mind. You're going to look back at your life. Not only are you going to think about the things that you should have done and didn't do, but you're going to think about how wrong you've done. How many things in the world that you've done that are wrong. And you're going to repent. You will. I know you're sitting there and you're saying, yeah, right. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Oh, shut up. You are. You will. You will always come back to God. Whenever things go wrong, who do you pray for to help? You pray for God. Think about it. These types of people have put police on a pedestal. While I support police, right? I totally do. I'm not gonna replace God with the police. I'm not gonna do it. I'm sorry. That's a false idol. False idol worship. I'm not doing it. God always comes first. Whenever you stub your toe in the night, oh my God, right? You're calling out to God to make the pain stop. God, make this stop, please. And who comes to the rescue? God does. That's right, God. You can turn this off. You can walk away from this. But in the end, God is still there. God is still with us. God is still watching us. God is still holding dominion over us. You know, there's a month coming up next month. They can't wait for it. I can't wait for October. I can't wait for Halloween. That used to be me. That so used to be me. Halloween used to be my favorite. Now I couldn't care less about it. I don't care. So what? It's just another day. It's another day under God's glory. You want to defile God? Have at it. See what happens. See how your life turns up. Because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be happy. Without God, you're not going to be happy. And I know this because I was in the same boat as you. You know, and I've even heard from other people who repented, who have come back to God, who have started following Yeshua again. Or Jesus, for those who still follow that word with that whole church mindset.
They have gone back to the Christ, the Savior, the teachings of the one who was here that spoke of this God, this true God who answers prayer. The one true God. And they have done the worst of the worst. Stealing, killing, wheeling and dealing. The worst. And they came back to God. They taught me how to pray. They taught me how to memorize prayer. You know what I'm saying? This person came into my life whenever I was a kid. And they said the one thing that was important to them was the teachings of Yeshua. Think about that. They have done the worst of the worst. This person was not a pleasant person. You can tell. But they just wanted the kids. They repented for what they did in the past, and they just wanted the kids to get the message of the Savior. And it worked. It worked. God and His Son have done miraculous things for people. Just pray to God. Let's pray together. God, I pray that through Your Son's teachings, that You will open up the mind and hearts of those who have been closed off from You. That no matter what goes on in their lives, that You are present there. You are there showing them signs to lead you back to Your ways of thinking, being, and doing, God. You are the one true God. As the God, YHVH, I am that I am. Your true name, because You are the Almighty God. You are ever present in our lives, and one way or another we will always come running back to You. And so I pray, God, that this comes sooner than later. Save people sooner than later. Save people now. Bring them back to God now. There are beautiful souls out there being tricked, mistreated, led astray. And God, I ask that You lead them back to the truth. You are the truth, the one true God, the most holy. I pray that we give You thanks in everything we do. We worship You in everything we do. God, You have shown others the way. Show these people the way. Save them in the same sense, in the same fashion You have saved me and others. I want to thank You for my baptism. And I wish that, and I pray that others follow in the same footsteps as I have had, that I have done. Baptism in Your glory and accepting Yeshua as my Savior, as my Christ, as my teacher, as my mentor, has saved me. And so I pray that You save others. Give them the everlasting life and the kingdom in their hearts as You have done for me in my heart. Thank You, God. I will forever praise You in Your name. Thank You, Jehovah and Yeshua. Thank You. Amen.